This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Caller 5 right now, 716-221-4WGR, that's 4947, wins a pair of lawn tickets to see Breaking Benjamin and 3 Days Grace, September 17th at Darien Lake Amphitheater, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets are on sale at livenation.com. Did you listen to that Tage Thompson clip?
I did.
Did it do anything for you? Did it just sound like hockey player stuff, or did it do anything for
him? No, I like that he admitted that he and Dahlin have like a healthy friction's not maybe the, he didn't use that word, but like that they give it to one another, that they're hard on one another, and I think a good team should have that. I think the best players on the team should be demanding of one another, especially.
Me too. I wonder if Dahlin would say the same thing. Maybe he did.
But I heard a good chunk of him. I don't know about good. I heard a few minutes of him. I don't know how long he spoke for, so I shouldn't try to pin it down like how much of it I heard. But, you know, it's funny. On one hand, he made a point about how, you know, you need to have experience. We're still such a young team, even though, you know, we've been together, some of us, a long time already. But there's still a lot of young players here, and you have to learn how to do things and the right way to do things and how to play all the time and all these sorts of things. And he got done with that and was asked another question about, I think it was specifically about what did you and Kevin talk about? And he said, well, you know, I don't want to get into specifics of that. The question after that was, do you think there need to be more experienced players here? Because he opened the door to that, right, by saying what he said about you need to have experience. And I could feel him being uncomfortable. I'm not positive he was, but it just because what are you asking me? Do I think we need to trade Zach Benson for someone who's 28 years old? Like, he got to, I'm not the GM, eventually. And I just knew he felt like, oh, God, I'm trapped.
Yeah,
I trapped myself. I made the point about needing experience, and now you're asking me whether we need, you know, tough spot for the captain there.
Well, I just felt like maybe Thompson was saying that Dahlin gets on him, but I have a tough time imagining Thompson getting on anyone else, especially Dahlin, maybe. Mm. And that might not be fair, but, you know, he's like, yeah, we're hard on each other, and he's hard on me, and I accept that. I wonder, like, if that's mutual.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it needs to be, but I don't see Thompson as, like, that guy, right?
No.
Does he have to be? No. But it was just kind of interesting how he went to Dahlin for that.
He, I think, he's a very interesting piece on the team, Thompson, because he is not young. He's reestablished himself as a star. I think if next season begins, we'll see what he does at the World Championships, which he has said he's very happy and proud to be given an opportunity to do that because he wants to make the Olympic team. And I think if he has But if he starts next season the way this season ended for him, it would blow my mind if he doesn't make the Olympic team. He you know, there's an argument to be made he should have been on the Four Nations face-off team, but he wasn't having. He really wasn't. It was almost after that happened that he got healthy enough, or just whatever happened. It just, he sort of took off again. So he's got a lot to play for. The thing that I think is interesting about him is I think he. It wouldn't surprise me if Dahlin is hard on him, because I think he brain locks pretty regularly. Look, you have to live. He's an incredible talent, and there is no way I am making a case that they'd be better off without him at all. Okay, so just hear me out here. But he does make mistakes. Like, he is not the headiest guy all the time as far as the situation goes and get it deep, you know, time left in the period, that kind of, like, I feel like he just sort of gets lost sometimes. And he's your best forward, and they're trying to build a team that is responsible 200 feet. And he's already been bumped out of center because it seems pretty clear Lindy Ruff does not trust him to carry out the duties that he feels are required of a center. And, you know, it's fine. It's working well on the wing. He's just someone who, I think, if you really go through the, like, mistakes that get made, he's at the scene of the crime more than you'd like for someone who's as important to the team and wears a letter. I just think sometimes he just forgets. That doesn't sound right. But I just think he gets locked up sometimes and doesn't necessarily do the right thing, the best thing with the puck, especially, like, maybe high in the offensive zone.
Led the league in even strength goals. 37. Led the league alone. Draisaitl was second. Saw the picture of Owen from 2011.
Oh, geez, with the Vanek hat, the lucky hat.
I mean, yep. Obviously he doesn't wear it anymore because it's been 14 years and they haven't been to the playoffs once. There's just no shortage of ways. There are just so many ways to try to put in perspective what this is, 14 years without. It is kind of incredible that we had the Bills drought, which was at the time the longest in professional sports, one of the longest ever in the NFL. This is easily the longest ever in hockey, and it's not over. And just, like, there's just no end to how many different ways you can think about that.
Right.
Your kid's age.
Right. Oh, and in this picture, Mike is referencing, and I didn't check the date, but that showed, I didn't go looking for that to try to make a point. It just showed up in my Facebook feed as a memory from this date in 2011, which I believe is the morning of Game 7. Between the Sabres and the Flyers.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Right, and we had the hat earlier in the series, and then it went missing, and he found it, and that's why I posted on Facebook, like, lucky hat, there it is, there's a picture of my kid, 9 years old, right? Like, Owen's a grown man. He works here. I mean, it's incredible to think about like that. He's a little pudgy kid in this picture. It blows my mind.
That's what I mean. Like, you can do it through all kinds of different ways. In my family's case, like, my daughter has not been alive for a Sabres playoff game. She owns 3 hotels. Like, that's just, it really tells you how long it's been. I mean, that's so many years ago. Imagine the Bills at, 2012. 11-12 is the first year of the Sabres drought. So there are the Bills at about 12 years into their drought. And I were to tell you that the Bills would win 5 AFC East titles in a row before the Sabres go back to the playoffs. And it's not even going to start for a while. Right? It's not even going to start until 2020.
Right.
But they're going to win 5 division titles in a row. The Kelly team didn't do that.
I would have never taken that bet.
How could you even process that?
Yeah, like, no. Right.
You might have even said yes to it if it was an offer. I'll give you the Bills winning 5 division titles in a row before the next Sabres playoff game. Like, all right, maybe that I'll sign for that.
Right.
And here we are 14 years later, and it's still where we're at. I mean, the fact that there's only one player in the league, Tyler Myers, played for the Sabres in a postseason game. The fact it's surreal that Ruff is again their coach, despite all of this. You know, like, he's back and he's staying. I don't know. So many different pieces, different perspectives you could have on it. It's just really incredible. And it's always, I think, a challenge to sort of figure out why. Like, what was it? You've got the league leader in even strength goals. You've got Dahlin, who's as good as ever. He's almost as good as anybody in the league at his position. And nope, not even really close. Didn't even really come close to the playoffs. Just year after year, it's something different.
Right. Yeah, Montreal was at a standstill 4 years ago, and they're back. Ottawa, similarly, like they Detroit and Buffalo were. Montreal, I felt like, was maybe even, once Suzuki and Caulfield didn't immediately change their fortunes, I thought, like, they're going to be a while. But and look, there's probably some good fortune involved there, but whatever, they got there. What do they have? They've got an elite couple of score. Well, at least Caulfield's elite scorer. Suzuki's nice. The defenseman, the kid's going to win Rookie of the Year in a runaway, is a witch. Hudson, if you haven't been paying attention because you're dead inside because of the Sabres. Montreal's got a guy that's going to be in the conversation with the best guys. All right, he's really little, but he's incredible player with the puck and just skates like the wind. He's your classic 21st century NHL defenseman, is what he is. You know, I don't know if fans in Montreal are going to be mad at him because he didn't cross-check people in the teeth or whatever, but he's incredible. And then they add this Demidov kid, and I almost texted you both nights I was watching him play. Because the first night he had an assist and a goal in like the first 10 minutes of the first period. The game they clinched the other night, he didn't get on the score sheet. But I'm telling you, the arena, and of course, there's a lot of hype, so you're excited. It's a new guy. Man, he just is making plays. He is a talent. Like, I'd be stunned if he doesn't have some impact on the playoffs. I don't know if he can help them upset Washington, but nobody's got anything on how he's going to be used. Like, you're going to put him on the power play in some, fine, after they play a couple games, maybe you'll have an idea, but he is high, high-end talent, this kid. And, I mean, Paul and I have gone round and round on him already a couple times. I'm going to not bring it up today because I don't want to submarine our whole segment yelling at Paul about this, because Paul just thinks that he's a kid. He won't, tell me when he does something. I'm like, well, he's already doing something.
How about now?
He looks fantastic. So Montreal has blown past you.
I wonder if Montreal is what kind of an underdog they are. Like, are they... Has it been so long? You and I grew up with the Canadians lording over the division, the league even. Has it been so long? 30 years. Like, has it been so long now that sort of, are they cool? Or are they still 24 cups Montreal, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I got to stop short of, rooting for them exactly. Because they're supposed to be a rival, but... I don't know. This is one of those things that happens when your team is a non-entity, a non-factor in the conversation. The stories to me that are the best are the Canadian teams. So, I don't know, go Habs, go Toronto. I don't know. I feel filthy saying that, but I want to see those teams do well.
Toronto or Ottawa for that?
I think I would still lean Toronto. Ottawa still annoys me. They're also awesome, but they Ottawa, there's more history, more recent history there.
There's all those years where they couldn't beat the Leafs. They had the better team in every one of those series, I think. I was still rooting for the Leafs some in those days, like 2002 around there, and it would just be like, no matter what happens here, they're going to win. The Leafs are going to win. All their veterans that they would load up on and just what goaltending, like just somehow they would always win. That's a long time ago, too. Maybe this year will be different. Now the story is how Toronto can't win in the playoffs, and Ottawa hasn't even been there for a long time, so it's fresh. At least in terms of Ottawa, it's fresh. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog here. Sal coming up at 5. This is WGR.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.